Tom Stephen Knight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Patrick K. McKimson, M-C-K, A-M-P-S-O-N, addresses 6046 Dana Circle, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530. I'm sorry, phone 619-314-3766. ID is XXX XXX-4700, date of birth 8/14/1987, 36-year-old. Supply chain supervisor. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is just leave a blank for the pharmacy. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for purposes of driving privileges determination, subparagraph, history of two seizures 9 years ago, subparagraph, previous history of multiple substance abuse, in remission and sobriety for 9 years. This is addressed to Lydia. Middle name is Malgorzata. Last name Mordaskafnp. Below that, it should say family medicine, and below that, it should say Paradise Skyway Rural Health Clinic. And then leave a space for the phone number and the fax number. Dear nurse practitioner, Lydia, MALGORZATA, MORDA, RSKA. Thank you for referring Patrick McCampson for a neurological evaluation with his remote history of having possible seizure activity. New paragraph. Patrick reports that he was arrested after suffering two episodes of altered mental status, one associated with loss of consciousness while operating a motor vehicle, apparently being arrested for intoxication, for which he is now sober for 9 years, subparagraph. He reports that it was indicated that he may have had a seizure because there was no other clear explanation of his loss of consciousness that occurred while he was driving with his girlfriend. New paragraph. Since that time, unfortunately, he has been operating a motor vehicle illegally, but is interested in attempting to obtain his license being successfully and gainfully employed, recovered from his past history, and having one child that he supports. New paragraph. Patrick denies any involvement in any criminal activity, substance exposure or use, or alcoholism, or other medical problems that would influence his ability to operate a motor vehicle. New paragraph. Past medical history, medical illness is denied. Allergies and sensitivities, he reports that he has a history of allergy sensitivity to narcotic analgesics and is reported he's reported to have adverse reactions to substances of use and abuse. New paragraph. Thank you for the information of his primary examination, showing essentially a normal clinical examination and comprehensive laboratory testing with findings of slight elevations of the total cholesterol, LDL, and VLDL, and liver functions, including the AST and ALT, with a negative ALP, normal creatinine clearance, and a complete blood count showing slight elevations of the total hematocrit and red cell count. Hepatitis and HIV screening are all non-reactive or negative. New paragraph. His review of symptoms, including general, comma, EENT, comma, endocrine, comma, cardiovascular, comma, pulmonary, comma, gastrointestinal, comma, genitourinary, comma, hematological, comma, locomotor, musculoskeletal, comma, mental health, comma, neck, comma, neuropsychiatric, comma, respiratory, comma, sex, comma, dermatological, comma, personal safety, comma, male genital urinary, comma, are all unremarkable or normal. New paragraph. Comprehensive family history not reported. New paragraph, education, not reported, social history and health habits, not reported to be abnormal, occupational concerns, none are reported, serious illnesses and injuries, none reported, operations and hospitalizations. Not reported. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems in general, no abnormalities reported, head, no symptoms reported, neck, no symptoms reported, upper back and arms, no symptoms reported, middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, comma, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. two-paragraph neurological examination, general appearance. Mr. Kempson is a well-developed, well-nourished, athletic-appearing Caucasian right-handed man, demonstrating multiple tattoos. New paragraph. He's alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, insightful, with a sense of insight and humor. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances and without unusual ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. Below that subparagraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be normal. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual observation. Observation of manual strength shows well-developed bulk and tone throughout the upper and lower extremities without findings of any deficits. New paragraph. Sensory examination appears intact to all modalities, touch, pain temperature, proprioception, and vibration. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes were deferred. New paragraph. Cerebellum extrapyramidal testing demonstrates normal motor activity with a preserved fine and gross motor speed, strength, and function without asymmetries or deficits. New paragraph. Sensory examination was otherwise preserved. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal, rapid altering excessive movements, and fine motor speed are all preserved. New paragraph. There is no inducible neuromuscular rigidity identified on common activities. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains appropriate for activities completed paragraph. No pathological reflexes are detected. New paragraph. There is no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Patrick McCampson presents with a remote history of loss of consciousness. At that time, thought suspicious for epilepsy. Subparagraph. No evaluation has been completed to determine or exclude epilepsy as an etiology. Recommendations. Following our discussion today regarding his needs for evaluation and the process of application and determination of safety for operation of a motor vehicle, we will obtain both a static and dynamic electroencephalogram with Professor John Schmidt in Oroville. New paragraph, diagnostic brainwave imaging, diagnostic MR imaging in the brain will also be completed. New paragraph. I will see him back for follow-up with the results of his testing for any findings or features that would suggest an epilepsy risk that would require further evaluation or intervention. New paragraph. If necessary, at some point, we can refer him for a functional nuclear brain imaging study to determine any potential physiological risk for underlying and undiagnosed epilepsy. New paragraph. He will return with the results of his initial testing, and I will send a follow-up report as we move forward. New paragraph, I would anticipate that we should be able to complete this evaluation within 30 days. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.